Good morning, everybody. This is the Bear Report, 24 February 2021, the year of our Lord, 2021. Over here, dropping a link for Patreon. Publish now and go. Today's report is Biden, miners, and the vaccine. Good times. Let's turn on screen sharing. Stand by. Boop. There we go. Well, you're going to come over here and talk about that in a minute. Okay. We're going to take a poll of our people here in a moment. So, you know, fabulous. Good morning, everybody. I hit the wrong button. There we go. All right. So, y'all can kiss free speech goodbye and say hello to the new censored America. Reports of disappearing and demonetized channels. Groups, pages, and social media accounts continue to trickle in. It's been reported that the Biden administration is working with Silicon Valley giants to eradicate misinformation and disinformation, especially that which causes vaccine hesitancy. And just a couple of talking points here. The first is, who gets to decide what misinformation and disinformation is? The answer is they, because they're the government and they have their best interest at hearts. One more indicator that we no longer have a constitutional republic, because governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, and I don't consent, which means they're like, well, we'll just start a campaign to make you consent. Negative. Thank you, sir or ma'am. That's point number one. Who gets to decide what misinformation and disinformation is? Point number two, over here at Strategic Intelligence from the World Economic Forum, look at this. Vaccination. It's a global issue. Y'all seeing this right here? It's a global issue. And vaccine hesitancy is one of the primary targets, lines of effort here under vaccination from the World Economic Forum's Great Reset Initiative. So, how curious that in Washington, D.C., under the Biden presidency, we're enacting the Great Reset. I thought that was curious. From intelligence.weforum.org. By the way, you can get a login from them for free and have access to this. And I recommend that you do, because as I've been saying, I don't have all the answers. Hell, I don't have 1% of the answers, and I don't want to be the smartest guy in the room. So I think it's in everybody's best interest, literally, that y'all go here and start looking at what their lines of effort are, what their objectives are, what the mission is, and start reverse engineering a plan so that we, as the Bear Nation, as in patriots in general, can have an informed conversation about how do we counteract, resist, combat, replace this. Pick your words, I don't care, but I'm not doing this, so what are we doing? Okay, so from weforum.org, Strategic Intelligence, summary, vaccination, summary. In the past few decades, morbidity and mortality attributable to vaccine-preventable diseases such as measles, mumps, and polio, notice COVID's not on there, have dramatically declined as immunization coverage has increased, especially in countries with routine vaccination programs. However, global vaccine uptake has stagnated, meaning people aren't taking as many vaccinations now, as misinformation and anti-vaccination propaganda have spread. Now amid efforts, the article ends. Perfect. That's great.
Good.
Now amid efforts. Right. Period. Yeah. That gives me some hope. They're not as good as we thought we were. They were, team. Point here being, vaccination is hardcore on their schedule, on things that they intend to do. And you can see vaccine hesitancy, economic and business implications of vaccination, trust, misinformation, and health, vaccinating for security, vaccinating against pandemics, and vaccination in the workplace. I've got some dear friends of mine who have been subjected to the coming onslaught of vaccination in the workplace. Let's just click that, see what it says. Workers subjected to extensive social contact and mobility should be first in line for COVID-19 vaccinations. They already are, a-hole. Sorry, editorializing. Workplace settings can determine the spread of infectious disease. Some of the most, and also, like, don't talk to me like I'm a 3-year-old. I'm not a moron. Granted, I'm willing to admit that I'm sitting on my porch surrounded by chickens in eastern Oklahoma. I'm by no means the creme of the crop, but I'm not an idiot either. Workplace settings can determine the spread of infectious disease. Some of the most affected workplaces during the COVID-19 pandemic have been hospitals and nursing homes. You think? Meatpacking plants where employees are in close quarters for long shifts. As of June 2020, according to estimates, nearly 1,000 COVID deaths have been reported from healthcare workers in the United States. Okay. Well, I'm sorry those 1,000 people died, but 1,000, 1,000, shut down the global economy for 1,000. Well, as it turns out, it's actually more like 2.4 million. So their numbers say, I don't know if I believe them. We've still got a live stream. 439 people are here. 439 people. That's it. Do you even throttle me, YouTube? That's fabulous. 112,000 subscribers. 112,000 subscribers and 468 people on the live stream. Please, Bear Nation, share this out. Share this out to people that need to see it. That allows us to get around the algorithmic bullshizer. Helps us greatly. So, thumbs up the video if you can. That helps us. Like, subscribe, share, please. Because as you can see, 112,000 subscribers, 485 people on the live stream. It's kind of disheartening, honestly. But you know what? You're here, I'm here. Let's do this thing. After a protest, oh, by the way, alternate channel, blue collar president. That is my alternate channel, blue collar president. If you go back and look at the videos here on YouTube at Bear Independent, the most recent, one of the most recent videos dropped is a link to the blue collar president channel. Please go check that out. So when they pull the plug on this, we have another place to go. Blue Collar President here on YouTube. Thank you so much. And we don't have all the socials up yet for that because it's an alternate channel. But moving right along. After the protest at Dodger Stadium, COVID-19 vaccination site, leaders are concerned about information getting out of hand and creating a broader movement that could hamper or tamper with successful vaccination of the public. For those that believe the vaccinations are necessary to save lives, this makes sense. But others who are concerned about vaccines see this as malicious violation of freedom and sovereignty. In an age when fact checkers are clearly biased to an absurd degree, it is highly doubtful that true misinformation and disinformation will be targeted. It won't be. You know why? Because they are the source of true misinformation and disinformation. Fog of war. It's what they do. Fog of war. It's a big part of. Yeah, just leave it at that. It's a big part of total warfare. All right, so over here from Breitbart, we have Biden administration is teaming up with big tech to censor vaccine skeptics. And here we see the Dark Prince himself, Lord Cuckerberg. Look at his eyeballs, man. I'm not saying he's a reptilian overlord. I'm just saying that if they existed, they would probably look like this. Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
I know.
What do you think? I mean, how many kidneys do you think he has eaten in the last 24 hours?
Oh, probably
100? 200?
Yeah, I'd say. At least a few an hour.
At least a few an hour. The Biden administration is working with Facebook, Google. This is all tongue in cheek, by the way. I don't think he's actually a reptilian overlord. It's a meme here. It's a trope. You're going to die, Rooster. The Biden administration is working with Facebook, Google, and Twitter to target COVID misinformation and overcome vaccine hesitancy, according to senior officials in the administration who spoke to Reuters. The White House's direct engagement with the companies to mitigate the challenge has not been previously reported. However, it has previously existed. Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain, has previously said the administration will try to work with Silicon Valley on the issue. Quote, disinformation that causes vaccine hesitancy is going to be a huge obstacle to getting everyone vaccinated, and there are no larger players in that than the social media platforms. Well, newsflash, not everyone's getting vaccinated. Kiss my hairy white ass, that's not happening.
Because Facebook says we should.
Especially because Facebook says we should. I don't even think they could see you. Let's go over here to OBS.
You don't let me.
Now they see you. I love you a long time. Tu beaucoup, baby. Tu beaucoup. All right. So, back to the report. We are talking to them so they understand the importance of misinformation and disinformation and how they can get rid of it quickly. The Biden White House is especially trying to make sure such material, quote, does not start trending on such platforms and become a broader movement, end quote. I don't understand how people don't see this.
Because people live in their own little bubble. Like, as long as nothing is a direct threat to them, then generally they don't give a flying.
It's, yeah.
It's just an ignorant eye. Like,
these are the people with 2.5 days of food in their house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And.
Oh, the government would never do that.
Right.
Oh, they wouldn't? They are.
Right, and then when the bubble pops, they wake up. Exactly. Uh-huh. But
the sheeple?
It usually takes some sort of, like, catastrophic event for them to actually get their eyes open.
Right.
And
catastrophic event that's manufactured by they. Sorry.
Well, and I think that...
I'm very cynical this morning.
You are.
Sorry.
But I think the amount of... The people that have their eyes open to all of this, we are the minority. Like,
agreed.
There are way more people out there that just are okay going day by day and paying no attention, and they trust their government. And like, I mean, to us, it's like, what? But there's people like that,
and they have no idea how good they have it either. As far as like the largesse.
Right.
Of the United States. They don't understand how quickly that can change.
One, there are people that are legitimately scared to death of COVID. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's because they have listened to the media. They have gone down that rabbit hole that the government wants them to go down.
Mm. I like that. Hey, you need to pick which promo code we're going to run this morning. What do you think? Promo code mouse?
Chat. Well, hang on. I got to do it first. Hang on.
No. I'm asking the chat. Do you want promo code mouse or promo code small biz? All right, chat. What do you got?
Tell me. I got to do it. I got to do it before you guys
get. Do you want mouse anything. Or small biz? Tell me. I'm watching the chat. JR lives in the rabbit hole. Tim Black wants mouse. We got one for mouse. I have slow chat on.
I didn't even know how to turn slow chat off. Like,
small biz,
everybody
mouse,
has.
Mouse. No, I turn it on. That's a lot of mouses. There's like 3 small bizes and a lot of mouses.
Okay.
4 small biz.
I'm going to go mouse.
Okay. All right. Promo code mouse.
Hang on.
Hold on. She's doing it right now. It's not live yet, but we'll let you know when it is. All right, so as she's doing that, over here from NBCNews.com, which we know is super reliable and factual and has our best interests at heart, Anti-vaccine protest briefly shuts down Dodger Stadium, a vaccination site. The fire department closed the entrance for about an hour as protesters attempted to enter the parking lot.
Okay, Mouse is live.
Mouse is live? And what does Mouse do?
15% off.
15%?
Kits, equipment, swag.
Everything but training.
Everything but training.
15% off everything in the store except training. Cool.
And Mr. Alex.
Promo code Mouse. And this is in honor of our buddy Mouse House, who has peanut butter cigars. It's almost like he knows me. Los Angeles. Anti-vaccine protesters briefly forced officials to close the COVID-19 vaccination site at Dodger Stadium on Saturday as hundreds of people waited in their cars to receive doses, the Los Angeles Fire Department officials said. While fire department closed the stadium entrance for about an hour in the afternoon while protesters attempted to enter the parking lot where vaccinations were being administered, no one was arrested, but the LAPD deployed, quote, a sufficient amount of officers, end quote, to the stadium, a spokesperson said. LA police also said that all vaccines would be administered despite the delay. Here's the deal, too. If you want the vaccine, go get it. Now, I don't think that this is something the government should be providing for free because the government only gets money when they take it from people like us. Yeah. Brutality, bro. I know. The $20 bill. You want it that bad? Go spend 20 bucks and get the vaccine. Nasal drip. All right. Go spend 20 bucks and get the vaccine. But if you want it, go get it. Well, what if you're elderly? Okay, fine. We can have a fund for those that are elderly and can't afford it. Maybe we have a 2-for-1 deal. You know, buy one, give one, whatever. I don't care. But if you want it, go get it. But if I don't want it, you're not going to make me get on the bus to go get it. Period. The end. Period. The end. Also, these protesters, do they not have the right to peaceably assemble? Look at this. They got some signs here. And I like this one. 99.96% survival rate. Yep. You know what they're not doing? Throwing Molotov cocktails. Throwing tennis balls that have been filled with concrete. Setting vehicles on fire. Breaking plate glass windows. They're not doing that, that's for sure. But look at these domestic terrorists. And Coca-Cola would be very upset. This guy's white. Can you believe it? And it appears that this woman is also white. The depths that these scumbags will go to, even using white people in their demonstration. I can't believe it. To the re-education camps for them. But also, L.A. Why are you in L.A.? Get GTFO, L.A. RefugeMedical.com. So listen, everything in the store right now is 15% off because of promo code MOUSE, MOUSEMICKEY. MOUSE. So medical kits. If you click over here on medical kits, honey, what do you want to do? Should we show the cub kit or the minimum?
Let's go minimum.
You want to show the minimum?
Yes.
Well, you show them the minimum. That's the minimum. Right there.
Here's the minimum, y'all.
That's the minimum of what you need.
Right.
It's got all this stuff in it. It was designed and refined in conjunction with United States Special Forces. Handmade, made in America, guaranteed forever. If you break it, I will replace it. If you use the contents to save a life, I will replace them too at no cost to you.
Nice compact size.
Right.
Good for like on your belt.
Right.
Or on your rig. I don't know where you'd put it on your rig.
I wouldn't put it on your tummy, on your rig.
No.
So you put it right there. You want it somewhere where you can get to it with either hand. And a lot of times, if you're a righty, guys will run it right here. Have a place to rest your arm when you're on patrol.
Makes sense.
If you're a lefty, you'd switch it to the other side. Okay. And then you can get to it with either hand. And the way this works is if, God forbid, you get hit, you just pop this tab open and you pull this out like so. And now you're holding in your hand a custom-built, handmade, guaranteed forever blowout kit. Pop this tab open, and we don't have to guess where all our stuff is. It's right there. We can see it. And so you've got combat gauze right here that you can add at checkout. You've got your surgical tape. You've got your 6-inch North American Rescue pressure dressing, your cat tourniquet, your nitrile gloves, because if it's wet and not yours, don't touch it. You also have this little tab right here that says made in the USA, because we can say that because our stuff is made in the USA and guaranteed forever. Did I mention that? Mm-hmm. If you break it, I'll give you another one. And I want to talk to you and know how you broke it so that we make sure that we don't continue to have those problems so that we can continuously refine this product. You got a legit North American Rescue decompression needle right here in the middle. Then down in the bottom, you've got your stack. So you've got your shears, North American Rescue 7 1/4 inch EMT shears, nasal pharyngeal airway, 2 5x9 gauze pads, and 2 full-size hyphen chest seals. It's everything you need and nothing you don't for the MAR of the MARCH algorithm, massive bleeding, airway, and respiratory, which are the 3 most common injuries on the battlefield. But they're also, like, think about a vehicular accident. They're also the most common vehicular accident preventable deaths as well. Massive bleeding being the top.
Right.
Right?
And I have all colors in stock.
You
do. 1 to 2 week lead time.
I didn't even know that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
1 to 2 weeks to your door. Handmade, made in America. Custom product. Like human beings sew these on sewing machines with their hands. Like, it doesn't come off of an assembly line. It's very cool. So, cool. Promo code MOUSE, right?
Promo code MOUSE. 15% off.
15% off. Also, if you're in Indy, the Indy dates are live. We announced them first on Patreon yesterday because that's how we roll. But, right.
3.
So we got Nashville area, and we got Indianapolis area, and we got Cartersville, Georgia, which is Atlanta-ish.
Right.
Ish.
It's kind of between Atlanta and the Tennessee border.
Right.
Like Chattanooga.
And so if you're within 3 or 4 hours of these classes, I recommend you go. I had somebody said yesterday, hey, are you going to ever do one in Oklahoma City? I was like, I've done 3 in Tulsa, which is 90 minutes from Oklahoma City.
Right.
So if you're within...
You're going to have to drive.
If you're within 2 or 3 hours, you ought to come to the class. And so the Indianapolis area training is live. And so if you're in, Chicago is 4 hours to Indy. St. Louis is 2.5 hours to Indy. Columbus, Ohio is about 3 hours to Indy. Any of that market right there, I'm not coming to Chicago. I'm probably not going to do a class in St. Louis unless there's 20-plus people that need a class there. Columbus, this is your opportunity. So if you're in that area, there's now a class in Indianapolis. Right? Right.
Right.
Good. Long butter. Washington, D.C.'s Democratic Council passed a local measure into law for minors aged 11 and older to get vaccinated without their parents' consent. Now, I realize that it's mind-boggling to believe that there would be an issue with minors in Washington, D.C., that these Democrats and these professional politicians would be all about doing medical procedures on minors. I know that's a stretch. I know that's difficult to understand. However, in these cases, the doctor must directly and privately get reimbursement from insurance without notifying parents. That's theft by deception. Mm-hmm. Not only is that my kid, but I pay for that insurance, a-hole. In these cases, the doctor must directly and privately get reimbursement from insurance without notifying parents and must notify the school directly, again, without the knowledge of the parents. Let me just go on record here. Mm-hmm. If you put anything into the body of my children without my permission and bill me for it and involve their school, but not me, that will be the last mistake you ever make. just so we're all on the same page here. Those are my children. They're not property of the state. They're not property of the school. They're not property of the insurance company. They belong to me. They were given to me by my Father in heaven. I have stewardship over them. I have headship and leadership over them. Not you. You are not their daddy. Mm-hmm. I am. And daddy doesn't like it when you mess with his kids. This is absolutely appalling.
Right. Yeah. By doing that, they don't have to. The likelihood that a kid is going at age 11 is going to know, hey, I have a religious exemption. Or my parents don't want me to take that. And I think that this is what the government is good at. Gray areas. And I think if you have enough gray areas, people don't know what the hell to do. Like, they don't know where they...
Well, think about also the slippery slope that you're creating for informed consent with an 11-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that go?
Yeah.
Right? Because right now we're talking about a simple vaccination.
Right.
And then that'll be medical procedures. Mm-hmm. And then it will be consensual sex mm-hmm. with an 11-year-old. Mm-hmm. No. No.
Yeah.
An 11-year-old cannot consent. Legally, they cannot consent.
Right.
Morally and ethically, spiritually, they cannot consent. Mm-hmm. And if you touch my 11-year-old, I'll effing kill you. The end. I can't believe this. This is...
But yet they want to change the legal age to purchase a firearm to 21.
Right. You see where their priorities are.
Right. Yeah. Yep. That's what I'm saying. Like, they'll trust you with your own medical device or...
Uh-huh.
Medical decisions, but they're not going to trust you with a firearm.
Right, and which is more deadly?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is local to the District of Columbia currently. It's caused concern about the potential for similar legislative moves in other areas of the country.
I think New York did something similar, though.
New York is a burning dumpster fire at this point. And it's sad because upstate New York is beautiful and filled with really good people. And there's really good people in downstate New York, too. But New York City is a cesspool of humanity. It is... I would call it hell, but mostly because what I'm saying is Satan lives there.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrendous. And it doesn't matter that the capital's in Albany in upstate New York. All the money is in not in Washington, in the five boroughs. So what happens is the political agenda of the five boroughs rather than the entirety of the state. Because there's a lot of gun-toting, conservative, you know, people who respect the sanctity of life in upstate New York. Downstate? Not at all. Not at all. So, from USAtoday.com, which I know a bastion of conservatism here, by Camille Caldera, fact check, the DC Council passed a law to allow minors over age 11 to consent to vaccines. And by the way, you've got all these links in the description down below on YouTube and on Patreon. And check this out. So, here's the headline. DC Council passed a law to allow minors over the age of 11 to consent to vaccines. And if you're listening, if you're driving, don't look at the screen. If you're listening on podcast, don't look at the screen because there's no picture there anyway. What do they see here? A bunch of guys with Trump flags scaling the wall.
Right.
At the Capitol.
What does that have
What does that exactly? What does that have to do with any of this? Get your pop up off my screen. The claim Democrats passed legislation to vaccinate children without parental knowledge or consent. And I'm just going to skip the majority of this article because most of it is fluff. Because I want to get down here, right here, to this part of the article. From the fact check, most of the factual components of the story from conservative brief are accurate and consistent with information from the DC Council. The legislation dictates that minors age 11 or older, quote, may consent to receive a vaccine where the minor is capable of meeting the informed consent standard, and the vaccine is government recommended. Doctors will determine if their minor patients meet the standard for informed consent, defined as the ability to comprehend the need for, the nature of, and any significant risks ordinarily inherent in the medical care. Ordinarily inherent. Well, ordinarily you don't have any issues, but, you know, outside of the ordinary, there's people who are getting significantly ill and or dying suddenly from these vaccines. We know several vaccine-injured people. Several vaccine-injured families. An 11-year-old does not have the right to consent. The legislation also requires doctors to, quote, seek reimbursement without parental consent directly from the insurer. Absolutely not. This is theft by deception. I pay for the insurance. Kiss my ass.
Right. Like, the parents aren't going to get a letter stating, hey, your kid was vaccinated today. Like, that's not happening. The parents are kept in the dark on what is going on with their child at school.
Yeah, and look at this. And submit the immunization record directly to the minor's school rather than the parents.
Yeah.
Submit the immunization record directly to the minor's school rather than the parents.
Mm-hmm. And it was this fear is why I pulled my kids out of school beginning of this school year. Because I had a feeling, I didn't think that it was going to come down to my kids giving their own consent to get a vaccine. But I knew vaccine/schools were going to be an issue with COVID.
And I'm telling you, with zero bravado, if something like this was to happen, I would be on the national news for all the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the self-control to withstand something like that. And I'm just being dead honest. Do we even still have a live stream? Have we been pulled yet?
No, you're still on.
Praise ya. So back to the article, USA Today. Our ruling, missing context. So this is from the fact checkers. Based on our research, the claim that Democrats passed legislation to vaccinate children without parental knowledge or consent is missing context. In reality, the DC Council passed legislation that allows minors aged 11 or older, rather than their parents, to decide whether they want to receive government-recommended vaccines. That's exactly what we're talking about, USA Today, and I don't care if the government recommends it or not. I don't trust the government. I don't believe the government because, as shown already over here at Strategic Intelligence at the World Economic Forum, vaccines are one of their lines of effort and vaccine hesitancy is one of their concerns. I don't believe them. What did Ronald Reagan say? The most terrifying phrase in all of the English language is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. Mm-hmm. No, thank you. Leave me the F alone. Just leave me alone. Yeah. Stop trying to get up in my life. Stop trying to take my money. Stop trying to tell me what I can and can't do, what my kids can and can't think, what I can and can't say, where I can and can't go. This is not how it's supposed to be. Now, I understand OODA loop. Observe, orient, decide, act. We are no longer a constitutional republic, and that is a disgusting fact. Because even though the United States Constitution is the highest law of the land, nobody acts like it. Nobody acts like it. Nobody is recognizing that standard of law. So, we're here now. You got two choices. Remove yourself from the existing system and or build a new one. We're doing the latter. I'm sorry, we're doing the former and we're working on the latter. But
and Mrs. Sanders, she said you'd still see it on the insurance explanation of benefits. With this, no, you would not. I've read into this a good bit, and this is a, they are going to completely hide it from the parents' knowledge. The insurance is not going to be reporting it as a benefit that they paid. It is very much so under the table, which is why this is so scary.
Mm-hmm. So, now that multiple variations of the virus are beginning to emerge across the globe, other questions are brewing. Just how many vaccines will the public have to take? Zero, if you're us. And when will it allow for, and when will it end? The current vaccines developed by Pfizer and Moderna were specifically designed to allow for modification. Washington Post reported, changing vaccines adds wrinkles to manufacturing and distribution schemes that are already complex, and that Pfizer said in a statement that they are taking steps to, quote, be in a position to develop and seek authorization for an updated mRNA vaccine or booster, end quote. If the first vaccines become mandatory, why would all the other vaccines established or upcoming also not be mandated? Mm-hmm. How many years of ever-changing vaccines would be required, and at what point is this no longer about the virus at all? Well, for me, it was never about the virus. We knew that something was coming long before it was COVID. Mm-hmm. And didn't know what it was, could feel it in my gut, could feel it in my spirit. We knew something was coming. Mm-hmm. And then when we saw COVID in February of 2020, a year ago, I was out here when we first started this brief, standing right out here in my side yard, screaming at the camera saying, this is not about a virus. This is about crash landing the world's economy. Before I had ever heard the phrase, the Great Reset, true or untrue.
True. Mm-hmm.
I sat you down at the dining room table and I said, I don't know what's going on here, but I can see the pieces moving, and this is what I think they're doing. And I'm not saying that because I'm some super genius, just because if you understand even a modicum of strategy, you can see the hands moving the pieces and reverse engineer what the plans are. Mm-hmm. Right? Well, we're here now. This has never been about the virus. This is about the response to the virus. This is the Hegelian dialectic perfectly being played out. And the only wrinkle, the only issue that they're having is us. Mm-hmm. Which is why they're targeting us. For real. Right. Us literally here at this channel, and then us as a community, and us as a country. Right? Regardless of how big you make that circle, it's us. Because we can see the lies in play, and we can prove that they're lies. We can show that. Well, that makes us dangerous to them. Mm-hmm. And again, no bravado. They're right. We are dangerous to them. And that's why I'm telling you, we need to be better coordinated than we are. Because dangerous but uncoordinated is not dangerous. Power only works when you can execute it. And you can't execute on hopes and dreams alone. It might be glorious for a moment, but then it's over. It's not a long-term strategy. Hell, it's barely a tactic. There's a fine line between bravery and stupidity. And so that's why I've been encouraging people more and more and more to think about what are their lines of effort and how do we respond? Mm-hmm. What are our lines of effort? That's why I started this document over here that is only 20% fleshed out and it's already 48 pages long. Already, and it's simply laying out, all right, what is the Great Reset so that I can understand it, so that I can convey that information to y'all, so that we can start reverse engineering what our plans need to be to counteract their plans. I'm only 20% done building the skeleton. It's 48 pages long. There's no flesh, there's no skin. I don't know what color its eyeballs are yet. I'm just sticking the bones together right now. and we're pushing 50 pages already. This is my point. I bring that up to illustrate that they are so much further along than we are, and they're so much better coordinated than we are, which is why we have to get better coordinated. It can't simply be, yeah, well, you know, and I'm guilty of this too. Yeah, I'm not doing it. Cool. How? How are you not doing it? Well, I don't know yet. I understand the micro. I'm going to stay here for as long as I can with people that I love, and I'm going to very dangerously grow my own food, drink my own water, raise my own children.
Work to be as separate from the systems as possible.
As possible. But that's the micro. The macro, I don't have a good answer for yet. But I'm trying, and I would encourage everybody else to be trying as well. We got to figure this out. We got two options. Option A, we do what they tell us to do. Option B, we do what we tell us to do. That's how I see it. Well, we got to know what we are telling us to do and why and how. And we need to be able to articulate that well so that people will understand that they can see the lies that are the Great Reset, that we can see the lies that are the Biden White House and the big tech oligarchy and the censorship, that they can see that. And then you take that and go 10% further and offer not just a complaint about how corrupt the system is, but here's what you do about it. Here's what I'm doing about it. Here's how you deal with this. Right? We got to be able to offer solutions, not just sit around and bitch about how bad things are. So please join me in figuring out what do we do next, because I don't got all the answers, man. Just, I briefly wanted to touch on this over here from FiercePharma.com. COVID-19 tracker, Pfizer plans higher vaccine prices after the pandemic and coronavirus has exacted a toll on caregivers. And it talks about how the average 20% of caregivers, home caregivers, are now new home caregivers because of coronavirus in the last year.
Right.
2.4 million reported deaths due to COVID-19, but we know everything's a COVID-related death. If you had diabetes and congestive heart failure and get COVID and die, that's a COVID death, and it no longer had anything to do with your diabetes and congestive heart failure, right? But this is what I wanted to show y'all. Pfizer is eyeing hikes for its COVID-19 vaccine after the pandemic, according to a top company executive. On an earnings call this month, CFO, Chief Financial Officer Frank Diamello, said Pfizer is, quote, going to get more on price, end quote, after what he termed the pandemic pricing environment. So after this pandemic is over, we're going to get more money. Pfizer, which was first to hit the market in the COVID-19 vaccine race, none of those words were good. Let's try again. Pfizer, which was first to market in the COVID-19 vaccine race, good, nailed it, is charging the U.S. $19.50 per dose. By the way, the U.S. is you and I. That's where that money comes from, you and I. By comparison, Pfizer's pneumococcal vaccine Prevnar 13 fetches more than $200 per dose on the private market. And so what this Frank Diamello fella, chief financial officer of Pfizer, is saying on an earnings call, which was likely with other top executives within the company, he's saying, hey, right now we're only getting a $20 bill per vaccine, but as soon as we get out of this pandemic pricing environment, his words, not mine, pandemic pricing environment, we're going to be getting more for this vaccine. And they have a comparable vaccine that's literally 10x that on cost. So don't be surprised if you see even more government spending, which is redistribution of wealth from you by the heavy-handed technocracy, the tyranny that is the U.S. government at this point, from you to the government, to Pfizer, for a vaccine that nobody wants in the first place. Well, that's not true. A lot of people do want it. And again, if you want it, good. Get some, bro. I don't want it. And I have a constitutionally protected, God-given right to worship as I see fit. And as it turns out, that's in the First Amendment, one of the five protections within the First Amendment. And yeah, it's number one for a reason. I'm not doing it. And it's disgusting to me that you take my money for something that I have a moral objection to and give it to a company that I would never patronize willingly under the guise of, if I don't, by force, men with guns will come here and take me and put me in a metal box because I will not comply. And we're going to call that freedom. Mm-hmm. And that's why sheeple frustrate me so much as well. Because you know what? As long as there's some cool stuff to look at on your Instagram feed, and there's 2 days worth of stuff in your pantry, and your bills are kind of paid-ish, everybody's, you know, yeah, I got $43,000 in debt, but, you know, no big deal, whatever.
Right.
Or $443,000 in debt, mm-hmm. or whatever.
If you're in debt, that person owns you, or that company owns you. They can come and get whatever they want to.
A debtor is a slave to his debt.
In order to pay that debt when they deem they want it paid and paid right now. So don't be in debt. Don't owe anybody anything.
Amen. Let's flip to the positive side for a minute. Okay. How many peoples we got here? About 1,200. Shalom, peoples. Hey, listen, thumbs up, please, and thank you. That helps us in the YouTube algorithm. Share this out to people that you think need to see it. Promo code MOUSE for the day is 15% off everything in the store except for training. And there are new training dates up. I think we hit that enough times. Let's see. Where was I going? Over here. So, silver linings. In South Texas, there was no water or electric for 4 days. Due to our commitment to prepping, we had a generator, water well, food, gas, and family time. I feel for those who have nothing, but the signs have been here for years. Amen. I truly believe this is just a test run. Hard to know when it's 72 degrees in the house and we're watching movies in our media server with 450 movies. We are blessed to be motivated enough to stay ready. Amen. And another viewer said, it's funny that I consider this event, the winter storm, a silver lining. A lot of stuff worked really well. A lot, though, functioned not as well, I thought, as it would. Father God has given me a chance to improve on this event. Amen. So, as y'all know, Grindstone Ministries, we're about halfway to our savings for purchasing a piece of land. On that piece of land, we are going to build Caleb House, which is a restoration facility for juvenile survivors of human trafficking. We are also investigating moving into the law enforcement side as well. I will have more details on that as they become available. But as an organization, Grindstone is a construction ministry that will be building Caleb House. We're also concurrently building the team that will be operating Caleb House, which will be a separate 501c3 under the banner of Grindstone. We are 100% supported by y'all, and y'all are 100% badass, and I'm humbled by you. So thank you for your ongoing donations and for your one-time giving. Ones and fives and tens and twenties means the world to us. We are grassroots funded. Nobody on the board gets paid. We only fund first order effects, and we are building Caleb House to break generational curses and provide a biblical covering to these orphans that have been used like product by the worst of the worst and then abandoned and or rescued. And so the critical need in human trafficking is restoration. Praise the Father, there's more and more rescue happening. Praise the Father, there's more and more prevention happening. But there's not enough beds for restoration. And so, please prayerfully consider supporting Grindstone Ministries. You can find us at grindstoneministries.com. We are in the process of updating this website, but there's a news sign-up letter here, a donate button here, and a contact us form down here if you'd like to send a physical check or something like that. You can do all of that at grindstoneministries.com. In the links, you've got down here at the bottom, Adventure Frontier, Disaster Coffee, Amendment 1 Preparedness, Chaffee Oak Collection, and Sanctified Supply Co. So if you'd like to support any of the companies that support Grindstone Ministries, you can find those links on Patreon and in the live stream description down below here on YouTube. And with that, Numbers 6:22, and Yahuwah, the Lord your God, spoke to Moshe, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is how you bless the children of Israel. Say to them, Yahuwah bless you, and Yahuwah guard you. Yahuwah make his face to shine upon you and show favor to you." Favor is grace, by the way. "Yahuwah lift up his face upon you and give you peace. And thus they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I myself shall bless them." And with that, bless y'all, Fair Nation. I'm out. We got stuff to do today, but I'm very thankful for y'all. Thank you to Dark Knight Diesel in the chat. Thank you very much, sir. Please share this out. Tell as many people about Grindstone as you can. And we'll see you soon. Live stream on YouTube tomorrow night, correct?
Correct.
Correct. We'll see y'all tomorrow night on YouTube. Bear Nation, bless y'all. Have a wonderful day.
Use promo code MOUSE.
Yes, all that stuff. Shalom, y'all.